KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is, once again, time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get y'all in a Friday state of mind right now, and this is the Ridge Runners.
Up like windows, choked out by high rises, dark clouds and funerals, and I can't go on like the heart doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. It was dark in the parking lot, we were drunk so we stayed there and talked. When we left alone. It was darker than death at the end of the day. Stood by your side till they filled in your grave. With the dirt of a lifetime since washing away. Caught up on the breeze, I could hear people say. It was all of them fast nights, stacked up like windows. Choked out by high rises, dark clouds and funerals. And I can't go on like the heart doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. It was dark in the parking lot. We were drunk, so we stayed there and talked. When we left alone.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, and thank you all. Welcome to the program here. Let me get my act together here. What do I got to do? Hit the pause button and say welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, November 8th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, and a rundown of weekly events, musical events, that is, around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you and glad you're here with me. Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Nice morning, a little bit chilly, right? But going to be a nice day, though, I think. Get on out there, enjoy the day. Ought to be a good one. Got a great show in store for you this morning. Super psyched to have, finally, the Ridge Runners here with me in the studio. Minus one, it looks like. However, we'll talk with them, learn a little bit about the band. I've got some live music here that I'm going to steal from the Westport Saloon. We'll play a couple songs from there. We'll see if we can talk Josh or Tim and Justin, one of these guys, into playing a song for us. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we'll talk with the band, and they're going to play tomorrow. When's the show, I guess? Tim, grab that mic and pull it closer to you, if you don't mind. Ridge Runners tonight at Cafe Berlin, right? Yeah, Cafe Berlin, and then we've got another big show tomorrow, tomorrow night that we'll talk about as well. But anyway, we'll have some fun this morning, like we always do. We'll do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around tonight and tomorrow. A lot to do out there, so get out and have some fun. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway, up top in the Dalton Building here. Come on by and say hello to us. The doors are always open. And I love it when people drop in and say hello. Before we get too busy, let me say thanks to Dave Bandy. For coming down last week. Real fun to have him here with me. He played some songs and we chatted. He's got a real cool style. And if you ever get down there by the river, you'll likely run into Naked Dave. So check him out and watch him play a little guitar and sing for you, okay? All right. I think I'm going to play another one here from the Ridge Runners live at the Westport Saloon, and I'm going to wet my whistle, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with the band here in a few minutes. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
We hope you're all enjoying your evening. We are typically the Ridge Runners, but we're missing a member tonight. So tonight we're just Tim Carey and these assholes. The other guy makes them not assholes. He's just that sweet. Yeah. Hi, Noel, if you're watching. It might be past your bedtime.
Hi, Noel. The camera's back there, right?
We live in Columbia, so it's nice to be here in your fair city. Here's another song.
I used to live in Kansas City back when Bo Jackson was still playing for the Royals.
Hell yeah.
Bo knows, man. Bo knows.
Well, I woke up in a cold gray dawn, the kind of bass and novels on the riffraff, and the street giraffes all sticking out their necks. So I rolled a joint and I took a drag, found a bottle in my bag, and I lay back down to toast the rising sun. Carry me back home. Let me rest my bones. Bury me in some lost field with a rusty car and my tomb. Yesterday I found a name, but tomorrow it won't feel the same. No mystery or dignity was ever written in a song. But the first time I saw that light, I swear it had me hypnotized. Sky's a wheel and I'm gonna ride it on. Carry me back home. Let me rest my bones. Bury me in some lost field with a rusty car as my tomb. Oh, with a rusty car in my tomb. Yes, with a rusty car in my tomb. Thank you all.
laying in bed. The house is still a mess. Children haven't been fed. There's a hole in the ceiling and the rain's setting. Don't lie to me, darling. Why are you drinking in bed? Down in this hollow, there's a hum underground, and the voices are churning, but they don't make a sound. And just lying there dormant like the green underground, just waiting for something to pull in. Yesterday's worth is a borrowed dime, and tomorrow is coming, and the factory lines are still churning out sorrow like they have for all time. Don't lie to me, darling, at least not this time. Tell me why. Are you drinking in bed? The house is still a mess. The children haven't been fed. There's a chill in the air, and the furnace is dead. Don't lie to me, darling.
All right, there's a good one there from Tim Carey and the Ridge Runners, minus Noel. That was in Westport Saloon. I forget exactly when. I don't know, a couple years ago? When was that? You guys know?
That was two summers ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah. That sounds accurate.
All right. Let's see. What do I got to say here? Welcome back to the show. All right, it's Open Mic Radio. This morning, my guests in the studio with me are members of the band The Ridge Runners. So we've got Josh here. Josh, grab that mic and say hello.
Well, hello there.
All right. That's Josh Wrong in the studio with me here. Next to him, Mr. Tim Carey.
Hello, hello.
And then Justin Hickerson over here on my left. Good to see you, Jess.
Good morning.
Back from Texas. When did you get back?
The motherland. I returned home on Sunday evening.
Okay. Well, good to have you back in town.
Thank you.
Okay, so the Ridge Runners. Let's talk a little bit about the band. Tim has been here before. Justin has been here before. Josh has actually not been here before. So I'm going to start with Josh before we talk too much about the band, let people know a little bit about this fella. Josh, where are you from originally, bro?
I was born in Chanute, Kansas.
Chanute?
Yeah.
Where the hell's that?
Good question. I was actually just there this weekend. It's in southeastern Kansas, kind of where Diggy Splash hails from.
Yeah.
Same area.
Okay.
And I grew up around O'Fallon, Missouri, and came to school here about a decade and a half ago and fell in love, never left.
Where'd you go to school?
Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Studying?
Black magic and the dark arts.
Oh, I know. They got a great program.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well done. Okay. Sold his soul for rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And musician-wise, you play a lot of different...
stringed instruments, mostly. Anything that doesn't need a bow. Pleasant.
That's not the microphone. That's actually Tim's back. He's getting a little creaky these days.
Yeah, I play lots of string stuff. Upright bass in some groups. Some people might remember me playing banjo a time or two.
Sure.
But I started learning guitar predominantly when I was about 8 or 9 years old and just stuck with it.
Are you classically trained, lessons and stuff, or were you self-taught primarily?
No, I had a... Like a lot of people who've taken guitar lessons, a lot of long-haired, wide-eyed, wobbly characters throughout my childhood.
Wobbly.
Who showed me the way. And, yeah, stuck with it, started teaching myself probably when I was about 13 or 14. And I have a keen ear, so I just listen to the radio and try to play along with people. But
I'll tell you what, if you have a good ear, that's extremely valuable, man. If you can hear stuff and make it sound the same, that's pretty much all you got to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
What you have family members that are also musicians, mom, dad, anything like that?
I practically everybody in my family sings. I've been in choir, not a whole lot of instrumentalists, but yeah, it was a very musical household growing up. Everybody was singing and dancing and all sorts of stuff.
All right. Other projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, actually, Justin and I have been playing around with another group called Fox Teeth.
Hey, you named it at least.
Yeah, we named it finally.
It's true.
All right.
And now we can get on to, you know, writing songs.
All right. And I
don't you guys have a show coming up?
We sure do, Tim.
You better hurry up and write some songs then.
Well, both of you have talked a little bit about that over the last few months. It's coming mm-hmm. together. I forget the other participants. Who else is involved in that project?
Marissa Wood and
that's right.
Russ Barrichter and Mike Fox, who I guess the band is named after. So I guess it's his band.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's his band. We're all playing in it.
And you really do have a show coming up? Because you haven't performed live yet, have you?
No, this will be our first one, also at Cafe Berlin on...
November 20th. Thanks. Wednesday, November 20th.
Awesome. So a week and a half or so from now.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Ridge Runners. Tim, how did you and Josh and Justin and Noel eventually get together and decide you're going to make this band?
Well, I moved back from Colorado and got married. And we bought a house, and Josh maybe needed a place to stay, or maybe I just forced him to come and live with me, and then made him be in a band with me. Noel and I had been in bands previously, and we've been musical compatriots, but we've never really been in a proper band before. Josh and I, that is. And so, yeah, Noel had wanted to start a band. He'd just moved back to town. I just moved back to town. And so we did that. We played a show at Cafe Berlin.
Some recurring themes here today, folks, if you haven't noticed, but yeah.
With one Soul Mama, a.k.a. Justin Daniel Hickerson, and I believe
Mr. Nasty.
Yeah. And that was, you know, then we kind of all chatted and we were like, yeah, we just kind of need someone that can play drums and maybe switch around. And Justin was like, I play drums, I'd be in your band. And so now we're a band with two drummers and we switch around too much.
Yeah, so I was going to ask the makeup of the band on stage, depending on when people see you, they'll see a lot of different sort of configurations. Talk a little bit about who plays what and why and when you guys change things up.
Well...
different writers for one thing. I know you play a lot of different songs, right?
There's that.
First, it was purely for the amusement of it. It's not very often that you have a band that everyone's a multi-instrumentalist songwriter. Anymore, I mean, it's still for the amusement of it, but it also lends itself to, you know, just as a matter of like, who's available, you know? I mean, it's nice that if one person can't be there.
Yeah, the band can still play.
The band can still play and play a totally different sounding, you know, you can play several different styles of the same song sometimes.
Why'd you end up calling it the Ridge Runners?
No good reason.
I was thinking it was a Colorado reference.
No, it's more a back home Southern Missouri reference where, I don't know, there's just people that drive really, really fast down there in these old, you know, beat up, rusted out vehicles and zip along all the roads, run along the ridge, and we were actually doing that ourselves, Josh and I, the weekend I was getting married, and we were on an errand.
We had to get rocks.
Yeah, we had to go get rocks from my parents' house, from my aunt's house.
There's some special rocks there?
Yeah. Tiffany had picked out some rocks, and they had gotten forgotten, so we had to go get them. Yeah.
Good thing we're not on video.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice miming, buddy. Yeah. But anyway, we were driving, and I was kind of telling him about that. I was like, that'd be a cool band name, the Ridge Runners, and then I forced him to live with me and made a band that named it for no real reason, and now we're here.
All right.
Years later.
How about songwriting? Justin mentioned a little bit that you guys are all multi-instrumentalists, but you're also writers. So do you write collaboratively or do you write individually and then everybody brings their own stuff and you just kind of figure them out one at a time? Or how do you
go about it? It's definitely more the latter. Sometimes we have real specific ideas of the way a song is going to go, and sometimes it's like, hey, I got this song and let's just jam it out and figure out. But it's mostly up to individual taste, and then obviously the limits and the characteristics of all the individuals in the band's playing. Okay. I guess.
All right.
I think that makes it kind of interesting too, because you can absolutely tell, not just because somebody else is on the mic at the time, there's a different flavor that happens with each of the songs with the different songwriters.
It
keeps it real fun.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about recorded material. I believe you are coming out with the record here relatively soon. We'll have to see. I've been saying that for a couple of years now. So
Us too.
Yeah, you and everybody else in town. Well, come on. You got something going because you sent me a couple new tracks
Sneak peeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're close.
Yeah.
They say, you know, if you're a professional or want to be a professional ever, you should never, ever, ever let anybody hear anything that isn't 100% completely done.
But
we're amateurs, so.
Okay. And
I think a lot of the time delay is, you know, that Will Reeves is just really difficult to work with.
Yeah.
That's the first time that's ever been said in the studio. That is hilarious. Yeah. So are you doing...
For the uninitiated, that was completely a joke. Will Reeves is awesome.
Yeah. He actually had to reach out to us and say, hey, guys,
you want to finish this?
I remember that thing we started a while back?
I got a hard drive I need to clear out.
Yeah. Software is about to go defunct.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been spending some time at Will's or what?
Yeah, we've been spending some time there over the last 2 years or something now. And we've got some positive results, I think, and we're getting pretty close.
Hey, don't oversell it, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm real pumped. They're awesome. Will's done a great job. Everyone's done a really good job. And someone else should probably talk instead of me a little bit.
All right, I'm going to ask Josh, since you're beating around the bush. I mean, you think you're going to release it before the end of the year, or?
End of the year is probably lofty.
Pushing it a little bit?
Yeah, there's a couple tracks that we have to get. We have some things that we want to add to.
Okay.
So.
EP or full-length record, or?
I mean, it's smelling like a full length one at this point. We get a lot of
now. That would be really fun if you took like 4 years and then released like 3 songs on an EP. That would be hilarious.
And they're really stripped down.
Yeah, it's like one take, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally got down to this one. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it, and I'm sure some other people are out there as well, because we've been waiting for a while. So, all right. Yeah, the show that's coming up tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the performance tonight. It's at Cafe Berlin with who?
Cara Luis and...
Who?
Cara Luis.
Cara Luis, yeah.
She's a St. Louis, singer-songwriter. She just released an album. I hear it's really great. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but it's been getting a lot of really good stuff.
getting some thumbs
said
up
about it.
All right. Are you guys, are Josh or Jesse, are you guys familiar with her as well?
I am not, other than that we're playing a show.
Okay. We have a kind of a mutual friend, and Josh Tomlin, he had Kara and her band down to Cape Girardeau last year sometime, and he had nothing but great things to say about her. So I'm personally pretty excited, and he was kind of bummed out. Josh Tomlin, if you've seen us in the past, he's actually sat in with us playing his pedal steel with us. I still have that little rubber stopper.
Oh yeah.
Whoops.
Good thing you said stopper at the
end. Yeah.
That's just what we call it.
Josh Tomlin, is that Lily Tomlin's son?
He might be of the I don't know where Lily Tomlin's from.
No, I'm not sure.
There's also the Cosmic Riders.
Yeah, they're playing as well.
Yeah, we're going to have them on the bill. If you haven't seen them yet, it is a true treat.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're great.
I think that's a couple of Steve Ansgar's kids, right? I think
it's yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they are in the family.
All right. All right, so good music tonight at Cafe Berlin. You've got the Ridge Runners, you've got the Cosmic Riders, and Luis.
Kara Luis.
Okay. All right, what time is that? What time is that get going?
That's a good question.
I suppose 8 o'clock. Probably start it off, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't 8 know o'clock till midnight. Thing. Okay, yeah, it looks like 8 o'clock, so... all three bands, though. Cosmic Riders, Kara Luis Band, and the Ridge Runners tonight at Cafe Berlin. All right, let's play a song. I think I'm going to play one of the new ones that you just sent me. Which one should I play, Tim? We've got Pale, and we've got Winter Blues.
We'll go ahead and do Pale, and we'll leave when we leave with Winter Blues, or whenever you play it last.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about...
That kick off my morning, right?
All right, tell me about Pale.
It's a good song. People have probably heard it before, which is why it doesn't hurt that much to release it when it's not, 100. The other recordings that exist of it probably don't sound as good as this one, even if this one isn't finalized 100% as good as we would like it to be yet.
All right, cool.
It's real close. It's great. And enjoy.
And written by?
Me.
Tim Carey. And then perform. What are you playing on the song?
Guitar. Josh is on guitar. Noel is on bass.
Guitar, and Justin's on guitar.
Justin's on drums.
So we have four guitars here. There we go. All right, great. This is Pale. This is the Ridge Runners, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Back in a few minutes. A nice one from the Ridge Runners. That one's called Pale, and eventually they're going to release a record, and that will be on it. When they do, you can listen to it and tell your friends. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and that's a great song. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing it with us. And let's see, we're about 9:30. I've got someone on the line here. Before we do a little rundown of some of the events that are happening tonight and tomorrow, let's say hello and welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Mike, it's Andrea with SoFar Sounds Columbia. How are you?
Andrea with SoFar. How you doing there, young lady?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I was going to mention that you guys have something going on this weekend, but now you can talk about it yourself. Live music, SoFar Columbia. There's an event. Is it tonight or tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow night, right?
It is tomorrow night, yeah. We've got a great location downtown and three great artists like always. It's actually our last show of the year. We're taking some time off for the holidays and then back at it for our one-year show in January.
All right. Well, tell people a little bit about SoFar if they don't know what the program is, because everyone who's listening who isn't familiar is thinking, well, why didn't she tell us where it is and who's playing?
Yeah, so basically what we do is we get three up-and-coming artists, and we bring them out and get them here in Columbia, and we tell you when it is and get you to buy a ticket, and then right before, actually addresses are going out today to the ticket holders, so okay. They will know today where to go.
So day before you tell them.
Mm-hmm. And then when you show up is when you find out who's actually performing. So there's no, you know, prejudgment or anything like that. It's a big fun surprise and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been to one before and it is fun. And yeah. I like the surprise side of it. And regardless of the sort of genre, it seems like you're bringing pretty talented folks in.
Absolutely, yeah. Every time we always make sure that we're going to have some good people in there, and we try to keep it pretty diverse. So it's a lot of fun.
Why don't you give a couple examples of what you've done so far?
Yeah, so we have, last month we were in a bookstore downtown. We brought in a band from St. Louis, the Hounds, a girl from Kansas City, Christelle Rose. We've had Loose. I know everybody loves Loose here in Columbia. Yeah. We did a backyard show. We've been at a bookstore, bike shop. Just, you never know where we're going to be.
You know, I think the Ridge Runners have done a couple shows for you, haven't they?
Oh wait, no.
I'm kidding. They're sitting here in the studio with me, so I'm just giving them a hard time. Or maybe that's
tell them to get in touch with me.
There you go. All right, get in touch with Andrea with SoFar. Okay, so a little bit about how people can find information. How do they get tickets if they want to, Andrea?
Yep, SoFarSounds.com /ColumbiaMo or social media Columbia or SoFarSounds Columbia. We're the only Columbia that has it right now. Thank goodness. That's probably the easiest place to buy them. Then you just go on apply. We do still have a handful left for tomorrow, so definitely can still get them.
All right, sounds good. SoFarSounds and look for Columbia, Missouri, and get a ticket for tomorrow night. Sounds good. Yep. Hope you have a great show.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Take care, Andrea.
Bye bye.
All right, that's Miss Andrea from SoFar Columbia. They are doing a pretty cool thing. I've been to a couple of those shows. They're a lot of fun. Yeah, and Tim, and you got they do a lot of singer songwriter stuff too. I mean, any of you guys could probably go do something with them, either as a collective or individually, I imagine. So, anyway, back to the Ridge Runners here. What else do we want to talk about? Show tonight at Cafe Berlin. We talked about that. Let's run through some of the other things that are happening around town, and you guys can chime in and tell me about the people that I don't know about. All right.
All right. This is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah. All right. So tonight at the Blue Note, Kyle Kinane. Oh, it's a comedy. It looks like they're doing a lot of comedy down at the at the Blue Note lately.
Have you? Yeah. Thank goodness, because we've been missing that here in town.
I agree. It's one thing that's a niche that needed to be filled for sure.
Yeah.
So we got Kyle Kinane with Sam Talent tonight at the Blue Note doing some comedy. I think there's comedy on Sunday night. I take that back. It's Tuesday. More comedy at the Blue Note. But tomorrow night you've got Low Cash, which is a Salvation Army Rock the Red Kettle concert with special guest Drew Baldridge. I was going to say Drew Barrymore. I doubt that it was her. So Drew Baldridge.
Where's that at?
That's at the Note tomorrow night. Rose, tonight we got Happy Hour with the Bel Airs. It will not be in the park, I'm guessing. A little bit chilly, but anyway. Yeah. the Bel Air is a lot of fun. They've been doing it for a long time here in Columbia. Are you familiar with those guys, Josh? I bet you are, right? Yeah. All you guys.
Yeah. That's one of those bands I like to go watch. You learn a little something whenever you watch players like that.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time. All right, that's tonight, 5 to 7 at Rose. After that, we've got So Down with Megan Hamilton, Burr Tooth, and Since July. Not familiar with any of those acts. Perhaps you guys are. Anybody?
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right, Saturday. Big show, though, and maybe Justin can chime in a little bit on this one. There's a show Saturday, tomorrow night, Pat Reedy and the Longtime Goners, along with Paul Weber and the Scrappers. One of the Scrappers is in the studio with me here. How about that one?
It's true.
Yep, it is true.
Guilty.
What do you know about Pat Reedy?
Way too much to say.
That was sort of a loaded question, wasn't it?
No, he's a fantastic country singer.
Yeah, great.
He's a good, and he's a good timing dude. A
lot of fun, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so tomorrow night, Pat Reedy and the Longtime Goners, along with Paul Weber and the Scrappers, that's going to be a real fun show. I'm going to be in Kansas City, unfortunately, and I'm sad that I'm going to miss that one. But I'm probably going to see you guys tonight at Berlin. So anyway, check that out tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th at Rose Music Hall. Pat Reedy and Paul Weber and the Scrappers. What do we have on Sunday? No Coast with Thames and Sam Soto. No Coast is sort of an electronic project that I forget the dude's name. He was on Kevin's show on Wednesday.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right?
Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, but he was a kid that cut his teeth here doing music years ago and moved away and is still doing his thing. So that's on Sunday night at Rose. We talked about Berlin tonight. We've got the Cara Louise Band with the Cosmic Riders and the Ridge Runners, who are with me in the studio this morning. That'll be a great show tonight, 8 o'clock for that one. Tomorrow night, no, I take it back. Sunday, no, I do take it back again. Tomorrow night, Loose Loose with Jay Wood, Sam Elfenbaum, and Patrick Scott. A lot of artists tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin. You guys familiar with any one of them? I know Loose Loose.
Jay Wood was in. Well, of course, Loose Loose. They're great.
Right?
Great band. Really fun, energetic. And Jay Wood was in town, I believe, for the last two True False showcases.
Okay.
He is an intense. He's a rapper.
And
really? He just does, like, I mean, he gets in it, though. Like, it's not just a guy singing along to his tracks or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's a really energetic time. He's a lot of fun to hang out with, too.
All right. That looks like another interesting show, then. Tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin, Loose Loose, Jay Wood, Sam Elfenbaum, and Patrick Scott. And then on Sunday, you got Stuck with Blights and Rifle Cult. A little bit of rock and roll going on Sunday night at Cafe Berlin. At the Roachport General Store, we've got Marcella's Ghost tomorrow, and the Boone Howlers will be playing tonight. I'm sure you guys are familiar as well. Marcella's Ghost, though, I don't know very well. Are you guys familiar with that project? I think it's a girl and a guy. Is that right? Or?
No, it's a. I think it's a three piece.
Huh.
I'm trying to think of the last time I know we've played with them before. It's definitely all three males, I think, unless maybe they've got a female that plays with them sometimes that I don't know about. But they're really good.
All right.
Great band.
Okay, Marcellus Ghosts. That's tomorrow night at the Roachport store. And the Boone Howlers will be doing it tonight. A lot of fun with them as well. Andrea just called. We talked about that So Far show that's tomorrow. Nobody knows where. Nobody knows who. But they're a lot of fun. And you can check that out. You gotta buy a ticket to find out, though, okay? And nothing happening down by the river. It looks like Cooper's is quiet this weekend. It looks like Catfish Katie's is quiet for a little bit. Les Bourgeois, who did some great shows. In fact, you guys, I think, had a Les Bourgeois show toward the beginning of the season, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did.
You know, it's the second year that they've been doing that. And last year was really good, but this year they really sort of upped their game. I thought they did some great shows this year.
Yeah, they did.
Who's in charge of music down there? Do you know?
Well, when we got booked, we were dealing with
Shannon.
Shannon, yeah.
Okay.
And she's incredible. She has been in the music scene for a very long time. Played with Will Reeves for quite a while there. I think that was the last little bit, but man, her track record just goes on and on and on and on. I could list off quite a few of the bands
that she's been involved with.
I keep poking her to try to do more, go out and play more. But
really, so yeah, she plays herself, huh?
Yeah.
What type of musician is she?
Well, in a few of the iterations of bands that I saw, it was mostly like in the folk, like Americana type of variety, and she's just an incredible singer.
Wow. But okay.
I don't know. If any of you know Shannon out there, you gotta...
Well, Shannon Diaz.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, we're not.
We didn't say her last name, so it might be possible.
I know Shannon. One. She's been doing it for years, too.
And yeah.
She was handling, at least this summer, I don't know, and she did a great job for us. They really like... invested in some equipment down there, so
yeah.
All right, great, good work, Shannon, appreciate that. Okay, you guys,
Sunday Eastside Tavern.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna be playing with Atlas Music, which is Travis Foote's project. It's a I can never say that guy's name right, and I always
Travis Foote.
Now you're making me say it again. I'm going to say it. Futz. He told me once, and I was like, okay, I'll remember, and I didn't.
Well, I'm sure he's going to tell you again after hearing
after this.
Probably.
Right?
Probably. Hey, Travis.
Okay, so
And Blake Gardner. It's an early show. It's like 5:30, I think.
What's the nature of that project?
I'm playing. I don't know. I'm just playing solo.
Oh, you're just playing solo. Okay. Yeah. But what about...
Atlas Music. I'm dropping the name of the female singer, but I think right now... I don't know exactly what the arrangement of the band is, but it's Travis playing guitar, and he's got a really, really great singer that just kind of sings. She writes some songs and sings some of his songs, and it's just a good arrangement.
All right, cool.
I don't know who he's got playing with him necessarily, if anybody.
But. All right. I like the fact that Eastside is starting to do some music again.
Yeah.
Sal's been in and out of it for quite a few years, and I ran into him at Butch's like a few months ago, and he said, yeah, we're trying to slowly eke our way back into it now, and I hope they get some support, because a lot of these venues, of course, you have the standard venues that always do music, and then you have sort of these peripheral ones that do music sometimes, and if they're well supported, they'll do it. They'll do more of it. But you know, if they have a show and nobody comes, and it's not much of an event, well, then you know, it sort of discourages them. So I would encourage all of my listeners out there, you know, first of all, we've got such a great live music scene here in Columbia, and so many talented people that you really are missing out if you're not doing that once in a while. And also, pay attention to some of these smaller venues. And you know, Fretboard Coffee does some cool stuff once in a while. Sal down at Eastside doing some stuff. Even at the Quarry once in a while, they'll do a little show. I know we had Mercer and Johnson or Missouri Monsters did a great thing there a couple months ago. A lot of fun.
Dive bar, occasionally.
Dive bar, for sure. In fact, I saw Al Jolly there a couple months ago. It was incredible. You know him from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. Reminded me of, I felt like I was sitting with Paul Simon or something like that. Anyway, let's talk then about the local scene a little bit. I'm always impressed, but you guys are actually in it, and you're playing regularly in a lot of different projects. What's your take on, you know, what it's like playing music around here?
I think it's great. I was gone for like 4 years, and I definitely missed it in the camaraderie and all that stuff, and being back has been really great. It's good to have really good musicians to play with, and you know, we've had a lot of people kind of come and fill in random nights and stuff too with us, or random shows when someone else couldn't play. And it's really amazing that, you know, we can just have some other random musician from town kind of step in and not miss a beat, you know.
Amazing.
There's a really, really deep pool of talent, and it's really diverse. And, you know, I've been here for the most part since 2002, and this is definitely one of the most vibrant and fullest I've seen potential for the Columbia music scene. I mean, not to say there hasn't been really, really good bands that have come through, but as far as just the level of talent and that is just currently here is astounding, I think.
You guys concur?
I'd agree.
Oh yeah.
And the diversity for sure. I play in a few different bands, and you know, there's not a whole lot of carryover from one band to the other. Each one is pretty distinctly itself and its own style of its own flavor, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, if you're perceptive, you can start noticing the same folks every weekend you go out, every night you go out. You're like, oh, that guy, why does that person look so familiar?
Right,
oh,
right.
He was playing in the polka band last week. And now he's playing rockabilly or whatever. You know, people are doing all sorts of awesome things. And
I want to know this polka rockabilly guy.
That's my other alter ego.
Or woman.
That's right. Hey, you know, speaking of women, I want to mention something that I forgot. I have a friend, a young woman whose name is Samantha Furkey, and she's a jazz singer. And she has a gig in St. Louis on Saturday, and I know it's a stretch for some of the locals here, but if you're listening in the St. Louis area, at Evangeline's Bistro and Music House, you'll have Sam Does Jazz, 7 o'clock. And she's a really talented young woman, and she's also been invited to perform at the Jazz Fest, part of the Missouri Fest 2020. So anyway, great job for Samantha Furkey, and check her out at Evangeline's Bistro and Music House on Saturday. And we're going to get her in here with me one of these weeks, but she's a busy woman and moving around a lot and all that kind of stuff. There's one other thing I wanted to say that I made a note for. I was thinking of Mike Marshall. I wanted to ask you guys about the Royal Furs, because I've got one of you, and I would have had two if Noel were here.
Yeah.
Ruth was here a couple of weeks ago. Her and Mary Ellen Kirk came in, and Jeff as well, and we talked for a while. But we really didn't talk much about the Furs, if that is an ongoing project or if you guys are still doing some work together, or tell me a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, I just got together with Noel and Mike last night. Of course, Ruth is in New York City for the time being with her husband Jeff. But yeah, we're still at it. We're recording a lot of material. We demo record all of our practices, so we're just constantly coming up with new material when we get together.
And then you share that with Ruth in New York via Dropbox or something? Or
we're living in a digital age, baby. Yeah. We can do lots of cool things, and whenever we do like vocals or anything like that, if we need her to like throw something down, that's obvious. That's a easy thing to do anymore. And actually, when she was in town, we got together a couple of times while she was here, just to hang out and talk about that kind of stuff. And it's not anything that we're ever going to put up. I think each of us in that group want to continue that project for sure. We want the Royal Furs to keep going.
Okay.
We're excited. So right. Yeah, we're working on a new album though.
Very good. Okay, speaking of Marshall, I made a deal with Mike that if I went to his wedding, that he'd come and do the radio show. And I held up my end, so unless he wants things to get dangerous, he better pick a Friday.
Whoa.
pretty soon.
Whoa.
All right? and Epstein didn't commit suicide either. All right? Future guests.
Just meme truth being dropped. There's a lot of truth bombs going on.
That's right. All right. Next week, I've got the Fried Crawdaddies, or at least some of them will be here. And also, we've got a visit from La Movida. I think Memphis Chris is going to be down here.
Cuts.
And
air going.
And Moondog, right? Yeah, anyway, we'll get a visit from La Movida and Los Desterados as well next week. What else you guys want to talk? We got a few more minutes. What else you got coming up that you want to talk about? Other projects for you, Tim? I know you do a lot of solo work.
No, not
really.
No
pun intended.
No, I. yeah, no. Not anything off the top of my head. If anybody wants a second guitar player, lead guitar player, or, you know, guy to sing high and pretty for him.
My name's Tim.
Both double entendres, possibly.
My name is 1-900.
Yeah. Nah, just kidding. No, I don't have anything going on. Just a solo thing in the Ridge Runners. I mean, the solo thing can include, you know, playing as a trio or playing with the Ridge Runners backing me. And
how about your lovely wife Tiffany? Is she still doing her jewelry project?
Yep, still doing the jewelry stuff. If anybody needs anything, my number is.
Honestly, though, contact information for the band, social media, etc.
You know, if you send us a message on Facebook, it's pretty easy.
Instagram
might be the you can message us on Instagram, but we don't really check that as much.
I check that a little bit more frequently.
Yeah, I check it occasionally, but I always forget to see if there's messages up there in the top right corner.
It's kind of what I do. I'm just sitting on social media all day at work.
That's sort of true, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks to them, Columbia Safety and Supply, for letting me out for the hour so I can come in down here and chat.
TL Mud Construction, thank you for the sponsorship, the 1 hour. I don't know that I'm getting sponsored.
What about Hickerson Lawn Care?
Hickerson Lawn and Landscape, thank you very much.
Wow. A lot of underwriting going on here this morning.
we're getting fined.
Okay. What's the favorite show you've ever played, Tim?
I don't know.
Give me a good one.
A good one? Well, does it have to be a good show, or can it just be a show that was a lot of fun?
Just one that you had a great time at. Yeah, I just want to hear one that you had a great
time at. You know, this one time when Paul Weber was and Kelly were both with the Hoot and Hollers at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I was living in Colorado, and we played a festival out there that the Hoot and Hollers were also playing.
Oh, cool.
And I went up thinking I was going to play it solo, but we had like the day beforehand, we were hanging out, and they're like, hey, you know, you want to sit in on a couple songs? And I was like, okay, that sounds fun. And so I have this song called Battle Hymn of the, I don't know if I, well, I can't think of what I can and can't say on the radio, Battle Hymn of the Darned. And it's like, you know, it's like you're real stompy 4/4 time sort of country plotter deal. And I don't know. We practiced it, and with the horns and everything, it turned into like a Tom Jones sounding like bup, but up, bup, but up. And it was probably my most fun musical moment, because it was like just a complete, utter destruction of what I thought this song should sound like, but it was still like the most fun. Well, I mean, it was like, by utter destruction, I don't mean they messed it up. I just mean it's not at all what I ever thought song would sound like. And that was just kind of cool to have that happen.
All right.
It's interesting you picked a moment that, you know, Justin and I weren't there for.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys aren't very fun.
Yep. All right. What about
all the moments with these guys too? Of course, it's a real silly band to play in.
You know, my favorite Ridge Runner show was at PDM.
Yeah.
Maybe a year ago or so. Not even. Maybe it was this earlier.
I don't think Justin was there, but he hears that a lot.
There's something about playing in like a room like that where you can just get like house shows or basements where you can just get real loud and crazy. It's a different experience when you're in the middle of the band.
Yeah.
I think I got someone on the line here, but let's see if we do. No, we don't. All right. That was a good try.
That might have been someone trying to get a hold of me.
That probably was. Yeah.
You owe someone $20?
Yeah, it's like somebody wanted to get his $20 back or a stick of gum or something. So, anyway. All right. Well, you guys are doing awesome. I appreciate you coming down, and thanks for the music, and keep it up. I really look forward to that record coming out, Mr. Tim and everybody else. So, have a great show tonight. Yeah. I'm hoping to see you down there. And let's say once again what's going on tonight, Cafe Berlin, right?
Yep. Cara Louise and the Cosmic Riders and us, the Ridge Runners.
8 p.m.
Yep. Going until midnight. Be a lot of fun down there. And the weather's actually supposed to clear up a little. I mean, it's clear right now. It's just cold, but it's supposed to warm up. Going to be a nice afternoon and a nice evening. So get on out there and have some fun and make it worth it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Josh, cheers, Mike. Brother. Have a good day. Tim, you too. Justin, talk to you later, bud.
See you.
All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Stick around. You got Diana Moxon, and Speaking of the Arts, that'll happen in just about 5 minutes or so. I mentioned we'll have the Fried Crawdaddies, a few of them at least, next week. We'll also have a visit from Memphis Chris and Moondog and the guys and girls from La Movida, Los Desterados. Al Jolly. Speaking of Al Jolly, he'll be here in the studio with me sometime soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but the next few weeks. The January Lanterns. Are you familiar with them, Tim?
Not really, no. I've seen a little bit about them on social media, but yeah. I haven't had a chance to catch them
I
yet.
Think they're good, but I'm not sure. So
I've
we're
good. They're great.
Okay, yeah. There we go. All right.
Yeah, you should ask Josh these questions.
I know, he knows everybody. All right, January Lanterns sometime soon. Mason Van Ghost coming sometime soon. The guys from Decimal Niche, Nick Gorham. Ray Fitzgerald has some new music out, and although Ray's a little shy to come on the radio with me sometimes, she does wonderful, wonderful stuff, and she's released at least one new song recently. I don't know if there's more to come behind that, but check out Ray Fitzgerald online when you get a chance. Also, Great Blue Heron will be doing a pop-up performance at Cooper's Landing, 1-4. That's Naked Dave, by the way, who was here with us last week. Dave is... performs by himself, but he also performs with the group called Great Blue Heron sometimes. So, okay, that's what's going on. Cooper's Landing, 1-4, Naked Dave and Great Blue Heron. And tonight, try to hook up with the Ridge Runners and the rest of the gang down there at Cafe Berlin. All right, running out of time here. And I'll tell you, I appreciate everybody listening. Hope you're ready for winter. It seems to be upon us. Enjoy yourselves, but stay safe this week. Be cool to yourself. Be cool to other people. Cheers, everybody, and I will catch y'all next week. Here's one more from Ridge Runners. This one's called Winter Blues.